And if perhaps we could turn now to Luke's account of the life of Jesus, our second Bible reading. So Luke chapter 24, in these blue Bibles in the room, it's on page 1061. So through this Easter period, this Easter season, as a church family, we've been looking at Luke's account of the life of Jesus. And so now we arrive at Luke chapter 24, and I'm going to read verses 1 to 12. And then we're going to spend a little bit of time thinking about it together as a church family. So Luke chapter 24 and beginning to read at verse 1. Hear then the word of God. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices that they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the disciples. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away wondering to himself what had happened. Here are some words, more words from the Bible. The grass withers, the flowers fall. So grass doesn't last forever, neither flowers. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now here we have Luke's account of the resurrection of Jesus. And here in these 12 verses, we see three problems, three questions that are amazingly addressed. Okay, here in these words, in these verses. Who moved the stone? Who moved the stone that Easter time? And then the second question we're going to think about is, how did the disciples change? When we look at the disciples here, right, we see them and the women disciples, the men disciples, they're full of fear, the words seem like nonsense. How did they change and become so bold and brave in announcing the good news? And why or how did the good news spread? This message that we've just read, Jesus Christ risen from the dead. Why did that good news spread? Let's spend, everyone, just a few minutes thinking about these three questions. So firstly, who moved the stone? Jesus was buried in a tomb and a big stone was rolled in the way. And you know, lots of people thought that was the end. In fact, everybody thought that was the end. The disciples thought Jesus has died. The Pharisees, the religious leaders, they thought that was the end of the matter. The people in authority, the politicians, they put a special tape, special seal on the tomb and said, that is the end. Jesus has died. And yet, 3 days later we read that big stone, that enormous one that covered the tomb, was moved. Jesus' body gone. Now, moving heavy objects, that is a job, isn't it? I need a volunteer, someone who's going to help me move something, all right? So one of the kids, is someone going to just be I'm having a look. Yes, sweetheart, you come and help me. And we're going to see if we can move, right? Amani, yeah. Nice to see you. Now, you stand there so people can look at you, right? I'm going to give you the first heavy object to move, okay? And here it is. Do you think you can carry that? Yes? That's just a bit of red felt, isn't it? That's easy to lift. You can move, can you carry it over to that table and put it on the table? Very, very strong, don't you think? Look at that. Now, sweet, what about, I went early this morning and got a book from James Morrison's office. Now, look at this book. It's over 1,000 pages. Do you think you can carry this? You can move this. Let's have a look. Oh, strong young lady. Do you want to put it on the table? Look at, oh, I like you put it on your shoulder. That was excellent. All right, so you're able to move. And this is your little sister. That's good. We've got two people helping. Now, to turn this way, sweet. Okay, now, what about this final object? Imani and Imani, what about this final object? It's the church safe. Now, that is actually the church safe. You should have seen me try to move that at 8 o'clock this morning, and I did move it. It lives in Lindsay Thomas's office, just behind that wall, and it is really the church safe. Now, do you think we can move that? You've actually managed to move it a little bit. I am very impressed. No, you're going to hurt your back, and I'll get in trouble with your mum. That is a hard thing to move, isn't it? In fact, we don't want the church safe to be able to be moved. That would be a problem. It means it can be moved out of the building. Everyone give these two young ladies a big round of applause. Thank you, Ferrara. So some objects Imani could move, other objects Imani couldn't move. That big stone, how was it rolled away? How did Jesus rise from the dead? And the answer is, we're told in the Bible, God himself, God the Father, rose his son, the Lord Jesus. A writer called the Apostle Paul says at the beginning of a letter called Romans, in a spirit of holiness, he rose Jesus from the dead. God the Father moved that stone, and up from the grave his son arose. Jesus had done nothing wrong, and in the power of an innocent and indestructible life, God's Son, our Savior, rose from the dead. How did that stone move? God the Father removed that stone, and up from the grave his Son arose. What we believe as Christians, historical truth. We believe that this happened in history. In 1939, we think about the start of the Second World War. In 1066, we think about the Normans invading England. And 2,000 years ago, we rejoice that Jesus truly, historically, rose from the dead. This is what we believe. This is what we know to be true. You think of other religions, other belief systems in our world, Buddhism, or think of Islam. Here in those religious teachings, you get teaching. This is what you must learn. This is what you must obey to follow this religion. This is what you must do. But in Christianity, it's not what we do, but what's been done for us. The historical reality of Jesus' life and death and resurrection. That's why it's good news. It's not something that we do, but what we proclaim, the good news of Jesus Christ risen from the dead. That's the historical reality, the joy this Easter morning. Who moved the stone? God the Father's power moved it. Secondly, how did the disciples change? How did the disciples change? When we read these accounts, we read of disciples who were full of fear. The women were full of fear when they came to the tomb. The disciples that were full of fear, even when they saw Jesus, they were full of fear of the risen Jesus and thought they had seen a ghost. Full of fear. How did the disciples change? If you look down in your Bibles, do you see that when the women go back, the women disciples go back and share the news of Jesus' resurrection, it seems to them, verse 11, like nonsense. That's what we read there. They were just confused. How did they change? We know what it is, don't we? To be fearful of things. Okay? So I'm going to show you now, everyone, right, four scenarios, pictures that many people or some people find frightening. All right, and we're going to do a little vote together. We're going to take part in this all together. If you find what you see displayed on the PowerPoint, right, on the projector, not frightening at all, just remain seated where you are. If you find what you see a little bit frightening, I want you to raise one hand. If you find what you see very frightening, two hands. And if you're really petrified by this, these pictures, I want you to be brave and stand up, okay? So, the pictures will come up. When you see them, okay, if they don't affect you at all, remain seated. One hand, a little bit afraid. Two hands, very afraid. Stand up if you're petrified, okay? So here's the first picture. Okay. Now there is somebody at the back who probably, even the picture of it frightens her. So, one hand, two hand, or if you're brave, stand up. There are some people who are standing. I will remove that picture. Here's the next one. Spiders, this one. What about heights? So heights. So one hand or two hands, or if you're brave, you stand up. You imagine standing on the top of that and looking all the way down. Heights. It frightens us, doesn't it? Okay, what about the next picture? Small spaces. Could you get trapped in a lift? What would you feel like if you were trapped in a cave? One hand or two hands or stand up if... Oh, small spaces I'm pretty frightened by. Okay, and here's the last one. Okay, a frightening scenario. Public speaking. Right? If I said to you now, oh look, I've had enough of this, could you come and take over from me? Right? If someone, one hand, two hand, or stand up, if that would petrify you. We know what it is to be frightened, don't we? And do you know what? The Bible accounts are very honest. It's amazing that, isn't it? Because we said this is history, this records exactly what happened. It's very honest. The disciples weren't expecting it. They were afraid. They were fearful. How did the disciples change? How did they change? And how did what seemed to them like nonsense become the message they proclaimed? Here are a couple of grammatically correct sentences. Right, so they're grammatically correct. They stand as English sentences. But they're on first reading can seem confusing to you. The old man, the boats. The old man, the boats. You think that's a very strange sentence to make sense of, isn't it? The old man, the boats. Until you read it, the old man, the boats. The old man, the boats. The old man, the boats. Okay, look at this second one. All the faith he had no effect on the outcome of his life. There's a lot of the words had there. And when you first look at it, all the faith he had no effect on the outcome of his life. It can seem like nonsense. I can't make sense of what I'm reading there. Look at this phrase that's grammatically correct. If it is, it is. Now there's a lot of use of the words it and is there. And we read something like that and we say this seems to us like nonsense. And when these disciples, these men and women disciples first heard about Jesus risen from the dead, it seemed to them like nonsense. Now, the question is, how did the disciples change? And the answer is, because they met with Jesus Christ. God the Son's presence. If the tomb was opened by God the Father's power, these people meet with the Lord Jesus. It's the presence of God the Son that changes their lives. The Apostle Paul, again, in another book, another letter called 1 Corinthians, he described how Jesus met with the disciples. He appeared to them on many occasions, in many different ways. At one time, he appeared to over 500 people. There's probably about 200 of us here this morning. He appeared to 500 people at the same time. Easter will only make sense to you when you have a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. When you read his word and listen to what he says and says, I believe in Jesus. It's when we encounter Jesus Christ, when we listen to what he says about our lives, how we wandered away from God, how he has come to save us and bring us back to God, that is how we are changed. From fearful and frightened and confused to knowing God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's how we're made bold. How do these disciples change and go out and proclaim with boldness and love the good news of Jesus Christ? It's through knowing Jesus. Kids in your classroom, with your friends, in the playground, how do we stand and speak the truth of what we believe? It's because of Jesus. When we love Jesus, know Jesus, trust Jesus, he gives us the power to proclaim Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Who moved the stone? God the Father's power. How do the disciples change? How are we changed? Through knowing Jesus, God the Son's presence. Now finally, right, our last question, why did the message spread? Why did the message spread? It's amazing, isn't it? You think, over hundreds of years, the message of the gospel has spread so quickly. Now the Hampson family don't know that I'm going to ask them to do this, but for our final activity, I wonder if they'd come up onto the stage and help me out, because we're running out of time, and so we're just going to do a little spreading competition. So Joe and Paul and Wesley, you gonna come up and help me or not? Marembi, you wanna come up, sweetheart? Thank you. So three, that'll do. You watch, you be the adjudicator, Wesley, and watch on the front. Okay. So, Hampson family, this is the activity, alright? We're gonna see who can spread the longest line of paint down the track. Alright? Who can spread the longest line of paint? Marembi, do you wanna go first and use the pink? Right, you dip the brush into the pink. Don't get on your jumper, otherwise your mum is gonna, I'm gonna be in big trouble with your mum. Alright? And reach up there, and watch your clothes now, I'm petrified here. And down we go. Oh, sweetheart, you managed to do it all the way to the bottom. I wasn't expecting that. Let me get rid of, the pink, and see now if we can, well done. Let's get Paul to do the, to have a go with the yellow. Paul, can you do as well as your daughter, my friend? Let's have a look. Let's see if Dad, right, can Dad do the same? Oh, Dad's clearly done some painting at home. Oh, a bit of a gap there. I think we're still winning here. We're still winning. What about Joe? Joe, let's have a look. Joe, can you, Joe, you are now in charge of the blue paint. Okay. Let's see. Marembe, you are winning. You are definitely Joe. But Joe, you've still got to go. You've still got to have a go. Okay. Oh, Joe. Oh, bigger round of applause to the Hampson family there. Well done. Thank you. Marembe will say that you win with the pink, because pink is a great color. Now, do you see what happened there? The Hampson family came up and they painted, didn't they? They used the just down the page, and the paint spread. Used the paintbrush and the paint spread. Now, how did this good news of the Lord Jesus Christ spread? When we think of the spread of the good news of Jesus all over the world, why did the good news spread? And the answer is because of God the Holy Spirit. God the Father moved the stone. God the Son changed an individual. And God the Holy Spirit, over hundreds, over thousands of years, has seen to it that the good news of Jesus is spreading far and wide. In our passage, we see a bit of the spread of the good news. So the angels, they tell the women, and the women hear, and then they go and tell the disciples, and the disciples hear, and then the disciples, they go and tell others. And actually, Luke has written a second book in the Bible called Acts. And in Acts, Luke describes how the good news of Jesus spreads from the city of Jerusalem to Judea, to Samaria, to the ends of the earth. How does this good news of Jesus' resurrection spread? The answer is by the power of the Holy Spirit. Church, we can't take this message out into Easton and to Bristol and to the ends of the earth in our own strength and in our own ability. It's God the Holy Spirit who fills our hearts and empowers us and gives us the passion and joy to go with this message. Jesus Christ has risen to the nations. And so in obedience to God and full of the Holy Spirit and with that message, we go. And we go to the nations. We go to many of the places we heard about this morning, spreading the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why did the message spread? God the Holy Spirit. It was His purpose, His plan to take that message of Jesus' resurrection to the world. And we rejoice in that this morning. 2,000 years later, we rejoice that this good news is going all over the world. Our church continues to pray and serve and make the Lord Jesus Christ known, not just here in Easton, but in all of the world. Who moved the stone? God the Father's power. How did the disciples change? God the Son's presence. Why did the message spread? Because of God the Holy Spirit's purpose. Let's pray together. Father, we rejoice this Easter Sunday morning at the wonderful news that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. And Father, thank you that this is your work. You have accomplished this. Father, thank you that you rose your Son from the dead. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are alive today and making yourself known in all the world. And Holy Spirit, we rejoice that to the ends of the earth you are taking this glorious Easter message. And so we pray, Heavenly Father, that each one of us would be trusting in this precious news of Jesus Christ risen from the dead, conquering sin, conquering death, alive forevermore. And we pray, Lord, we would take that message, that hope of being born again, that hope of being one with you, Lord, to the world in our lives today. Lord, we pray we would hide it in our hearts and make it known in all we do and say. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.